I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. In the collect, in the opening prayer, we pray for the full measure of grace for ages unending. This is the goal of why Christ came. This is the goal of our life in the Spirit, our life in the faith, our life in the church, a sacramental life gives us that abundant life, overflowing life, full of grace. Not just a biological existence, but the reality of God living within us, which is what that was lost in the Garden of Eden, and it's through the sacraments of the Roman Catholic Church in which that grace is returned, restored, and it's renewed and kept fresh and kept full. We hear again today this theme of the Good Shepherd, the same we had yesterday. Yesterday we began chapter 10, verse 11. Today is the first 10 verses of chapter 10 of John's Gospel, where Jesus is clearly revealing to us the reality of who he is and the relationship that the Father wants with us. It's a good explanation of the desire of the Father's heart for each one of us to be intimately involved and connected to him, so much so that we can discern his voice amongst all the other voices in the world. And so we ask ourselves, how well do I know the Father's voice? How well am I able to discern what the Father says to me? What other voices am I allowing in my life? Clearly, there are thieves and robbers. There are those who come to steal and to murder and to destroy. We have to be honest about that. Am I allowing those voices any room in my heart? Because as St. Peter told us in the first reading, the Spirit comes. The Spirit allows us repentance, which leads to life. We must turn away from all of these voices that are contrary to the voice of the Father. We must allow ourselves the space and the time to become familiar with the Father's voice. So how much time in silence do I spend in front of the Blessed Sacrament? How much time do I spend reading the holy words of Sacred Scripture, the teachings of Holy Mother Church? Compare that to the time I spend doing anything else. News, entertainment, social media, incessant noise of the busyness of our lives that seeks to drown out the still small voice of the Father. How well am I listening? And do I know his voice? Am I willing to follow his voice as he calls out to me? This is the invitation in front of each one of us. The Acts of the Apostles continues to unfold, to reveal to us how the early church responded to this new life in the Spirit. That we're still seeing this conflict between the people who were rigidly holding on to what they expected God to do and how they expected him to act. And they were obstinate in their refusal to believe that the Gentiles, that the others, the people who are not like them, could also be welcomed into the promise. Are we open to the radical newness that the Holy Spirit brings into our life? Or do we get so rigid and so locked in our expectation, our comfort on how things are, that I'm resistant to any change? Peter said, I can't quiet the Spirit. I can't resist the movement of the Father, the movement of the Spirit in these lives. I must be docile. I must be humble. I must follow. When we allow ourselves the permission of the silence in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in the pages of the Scriptures, to become more and more acquainted and familiar with the voice of the Father. The miraculous newness is that now our voice becomes His voice, that He can speak through us. The same way that He was able to speak through Peter to the Gentiles, that we can be the messengers of peace, of love, of hope to a world in darkness. That the voice of the Father can go out into the world through our voices. This is the amazing opportunity that we each are given. And so we must repent, turn away from all of the noise, all the voices of the thieves, the murderers, those who seek to destroy, and be firm in our desire to hear the Father's voice and to follow Him, so that we can share that message of abundant life, a life full of grace to the entire world. And just as we learn to follow the Good Shepherd, Jesus tells us that the shepherd goes before and the flock follow. You know, the ages-old tradition of the church, of liturgical worship, when the priest and the people face the same way, where the priest is in front leading the people down the pilgrimage to heaven. A visual representation of the reality of our life, of a proper orientation, that I'm following the shepherd, whomever he may be. Not a face-to-face dialogue, but in a pilgrimage together. This is what Jesus is asking us, to faithfully follow the shepherd all the way. Let's pray for that grace of docility and humility. Pray for the grace to surrender to the voice of the shepherd, so that we all can live the abundant life, now and for all ages. Amen.